cuts so deep you'll need a team of surgeons. It's Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5.
Are you on fire this morning, Mike?
Yes, I am. Thank you very much. I think you could see by my T-shirt what the theme of the day is. Can you see what that says?
It says Macy's 20% off. Not surprised, you cheap. Honestly.
E Street fans, yeah. E Street tougher fans than the rest.
That's right. And today we're going to be celebrating Mr. Bruce Springsteen's 68th birthday, which happened this past Saturday.
How old is he?
He's 68.
Grief.
68 and starting a four-month run on Broadway in just 2 weeks. He's doing his rehearsals right now in a Air Force hangar in northern Jersey for the lucky few that are getting invited to come out and see. But anyway, I consider Mr. Springsteen the most important American artist since Bob Dylan and the Beatles, if you want to consider the whole world of rock and roll. And what we're going to take a look at today is a recent release of a 1996 concert. So there's an organization called NUGS that came out of Philadelphia that has made a living out of going into the archives of different artists and getting the kind of the concerts and the unreleased records that people have been dying to hear for years and years. And this is a concert. This was his very first acoustic concert. Very first acoustic concert tour. He had done a couple of one-offs before, but this is the first time he ever went on tour without a band. He was promoting his 11th album called The Ghost of Tom Joad, which was almost entirely written here in Southern California about the Southern California immigrant experience. And that's why the album was called The Ghost of Tom Joad, based on, the famous Steinbeck story and the Dust Bowl immigrants of the 30s.
Grapes of Wrath.
Yes. What did I say?
You didn't say the name.
Okay. Yeah. The Grapes of Wrath. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Tell me about the Wabbits.
No, that's Of Mice and Men, isn't it?
I don't know.
Yeah, that's Of Mice and Men.
Same thing, though. Same dude, right?
Anyway,
same.
What we're going to hear is this. We're going to hear a beautiful acoustic ballad this from an album that won Best Folk Album of the Year in 1996 for the Grammys. And it's about a guy who just comes out of serving his country. He was a soldier in 1996. I don't know where he's serving, but he goes and he gets a job on the Border Patrol down in Southern California. And he actually meets a woman one time after he arrests her, falls in love with her, and then helps her get across the border. So it's a beautiful story, and what happens. When you have to really consider, there's some people that Laguna Beach used to be Mexico 100 years ago. Does everybody know that?
So it's a story about what happens when your humanity comes up against
the
a
law.
Strict load of laws. Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the first thing we're going to hear right now.
Bag is packed. Tomorrow I'll walk these tracks that'll lead me across the border. Tomorrow my love and I will sleep neath auburn skies somewhere across the border. We'll leave behind, my dear, the pain and sadness we found here. We'll drink from the Bravo's muddy waters, and where the sky grows gray and wide, we'll meet on the other side, there across the border. For you I'll build a house high upon a grassy hill, there across the border, where pain and memory have been still, there across the border, and sweet blossoms fill the air. Pastures of golden green, they roll down into cool, clear waters, and in your arms, neath open skies, I'll kiss the sorrow from your eyes there across the border. Blessings and grace carry me safely into your arms there across the border. That someday we'll drink from God's blessed waters and eat the fruit from the vine. I know love and fortune will be mine somewhere across the border.
Waldman's Wardrobe on KX93.5, where he brings in rare tracks and shows his wealth of knowledge about stuff, especially regarding Bruce Springsteen. So, good morning.
That's beautiful, though. You know, I make fun of you and Springsteen and all that, but that's where, that for me, when Springsteen does that, and that Ghost of Tom Jobe is my favourite Springsteen album, as you know, just because of the lyrical content and the and his melodies and just him being... It makes me just want to take the rest of the day off. He's got that thing that, you know, in modern terms, that Bon Iver thing or...
Actually, yeah, you're absolutely right about that. Yeah.
You know? And when he does that ooey-ooey stuff in the middle, he sounds like, I just thought it was a theremin at first.
A theremin.
There you go. Oh, you pulled that one out. Well, I thought that was a very interesting concert. Probably the best concert released by him in the past 20 years that I think it's his best one. And it was recorded in Belfast 20 years ago, which I think it's interesting, given, you know, the whole thing about the border between Northern Ireland and Ireland.
Yeah.
So there's also a border in Belfast between the Protestants and the Catholics.
Yeah.
Well, there's a big story now because of Brexit, because now what's going to happen if the South, which it will, stay in Europe, and then the North leaves Europe with the rest of Britain, that border, which was so contentious for so many years, and then it... it became a free border, which is a wonderful thing. Like, I remember the bombs going off when I was a kid because of this border.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden now you can drive up and down. You can drive. You've done it, Tyler.
I have.
You can drive across that border.
There's literally a wall.
Right.
It's pretty.
You can drive through. You don't have to. There's no passports anymore, blah, blah, blah. I don't know what it's like for an American citizen, but certainly if somebody with a European passport can just drive across. Now that border will become a major problem if Britain leaves Europe. So, it's beautiful. Springsteen, I can see how the Irish would love him too, because it's got a sort of Irish tinge to it.
Definitely.
You know, that.
Yeah.
Half Irish, half Italian. That's Mr. Springsteen. And I think that's what you're going to be hearing if you go to see him on Broadway. You're going to be hearing that kind of acoustic music.
Interesting.
Love it. I'm not sure if I would go to another Springsteen full band gig, but I'd love to see him solo.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to move on, and we're going to move on to one of my favorite Springsteen covers. And this is by a friend of mine and a friend of the radio station, John Wesley Harding, or also known as Wesley Stace, who came in here. He's been in here twice, actually, and came and performed last time live, which is a great podcast to listen to if you're interested. And this is his rendition of Jackson Cage from Springsteen's River album. On the way Springsteen did it was a full-out fast rocker, and what Wesley does is he takes it down to its acoustic and folk roots. So we have a couple of slow songs in a row, but then we're going to finish it off with a big band fast one. So here's John Wesley Harding with Jackson Cage.
Driving home, she grabs something to eat, turns a corner and drives down her street into a row of houses. She melts away like the scenery in another man's play. To a house where the blinds are closed to keep from seeing things she don't want to know. She pulls the blind, she looks out on the street. The cool of the night takes the edge off the heat in the Jackson Cage. Down in the Jackson Cage. You can try with all your might, but you're reminded every night that you've been judged and handed life down in the Jackson Cage. Every day ends in wasted motion, cross swords on the killing floor. Settle back is to settle without knowing the heartache that you're settling for. Cause there's always just one more day, and it always will be that way. Girl, you've been down here so long, I can tell by the way that you move. You belong to the Jackson Cage, down in the Jackson Cage. And it don't matter just what you say. Are you tough enough to play the game they play? Will you just do your time and fade away? Down in the Jackson Cage. Down in the Jackson Cage. When I dream of a better world, but I wake up so downhearted, girl. See, feeling so tired and confused, I wonder what it's worth to me or you. Just waiting to see some sun, never knowing if that day will come. Left alone, standing out on the street till you become the hand that turns the key to the Jackson Cage. Down in the Jackson Cage. Well, darling, can you understand the way that they will turn a man into a stranger to waste away? Down in the Jackson Cage.
Well, it's a beautiful song for sure. There, Wesley Stace. And what's the song called?
The song's called Jackson Cage.
Jackson Cage, and it's on. It's from
the River
Bruce
album.
Springsteen's River album. Sorry, my brain's not. That's the album that we saw. You and I saw.
That's right.
Live
took you to that concert for your birthday.
Yeah.
You know, there is a place in New Jersey called Jackson, and it's about a woman. The song's about a woman who is kind of stuck in her middle class suburban life and who's unfulfilled and wants to get out. She's stuck in the Jackson cage.
Theme of this morning's songs, all about moving past adversity or something.
Yeah, well, you know, I actually realized during this song that there is another theme to this, and this is friends of mine who are friends of Springsteen who have not gotten me to introduce to Springsteen.
Oh.
It's been worthless to have
these
friends.
So your lifetime of Springsteen fandom and you haven't met the guy?
No, I have met him.
Okay.
But I'm definitely not a friend. But I'm a friend of friends.
Sure.
So that's what this is about today, is the friend of friends who have gotten me no influence. That was Wesley Stace, one of the few people that have actually opened for Springsteen. And now we're moving on to a band called Killer Joe. Killer Joe is a guy by the name of Joe D'Elia, who is friends of Michael, not friends, who's brothers of Michael D'Elia, who's a friend of mine.
He's probably a friend of his brother as well.
He's a friend of his brother as well. And that's gotten me nothing. But anyway, this is a very interesting band called Killer Joe. It's produced by Max Weinberg, who is Bruce Springsteen's drummer for close to 50 years. It includes people from Springsteen's band, but it also includes people like John Bon Jovi. It also includes people like the Beach Boys. It was really an all-star album. And mostly what they're doing is old-time rock and roll. And what we're going to be hearing today, what is the name of the song we're going to be hearing today?
It's called Let's Have a Natural Ball.
Which is, you know, it's like a 1950s rock and roll song that they do in a very, very jazzy way. So this is Joe D'Elia, Killer Joe D'Elia, with Max Weinberg on drums and an all-star cast.
Swinging now.